Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Now 7:47 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Veterans Administration workers will be required to be COVID vaccinated.
Two.
Wichita City Council considering pay raises for city workers.
One.
Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey, one of seven finalists for the police job in Austin, police chief job, that is, in Austin, Texas. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic, we've got some debris in the roadway. This is at the entrance ramp from southbound K-96 to eastbound Kellogg. The southbound K-96 to eastbound Kellogg. Some debris in the roadway. Watch out there. Traffic update. 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And we have a heat advisory this afternoon. It'll be sunny and hot today with a high of 95 degrees. Clear tonight. The overnight low 73. Wednesday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high up to 97 degrees. Now partly cloudy, calm, and 71 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. See you on the patio for lunch or dinner at The Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. 7:49, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. An Indonesian man with COVID-19 pulled off a trick to get on a flight, but he didn't get away with it.
Good.
Authorities say he hopped a domestic flight disguised as his wife, wearing a face covering and carrying her ID. The ruse didn't last. Instead of finishing the flight as his wife, the man stepped into a lavatory and changed his clothes. A flight attendant spotted the ruse, and when the plane touched down, police pulled the man aside and administered a COVID-19 test, which came back positive. At last word, the man was self-isolating at home, disguising himself as his wife, and with the COVID getting on a plane. This, is, again, was in Indonesia.
Follow through.
You know? Yeah,
if
you're going to do it right, buddy.
Yeah, got to go the whole nine yards.
Okay. Stock markets off to a good start this week.
Stocks finished higher with all the major averages notching new record closes ahead of a busy week of corporate earnings results from big tech companies. Investors are also getting in gear for a meeting of Federal Reserve policymakers later this week. Industrials and energy companies were among the gainers today while healthcare companies lagged. And Bitcoin jumped to a six-week high. Some investors attribute the rally to short positions being liquidated and speculation that Amazon may be getting into the digital currency space. The Dow winners today, Boeing, Disney, and Chevron. The Dow decliners, Amgen, United Health Group, and Home Depot. The Dow rising 83 points, the Nasdaq up 4, S&P 500 up 11. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Sales of new homes fell for a third straight month in June, dropping by 6.6% to the lowest level in more than a year. Commerce Department reported Monday that the June sales decline left sales at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 676,000. That followed a 7.7% sales decline in May and 10.1% fall in April. The June sales pace was down 19.4% from a year ago and was the slowest pace since April of 2020. Now, some local business news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. The owner of two Wichita construction and remodeling companies has been indicted by a federal grand jury on 17 counts of failure to pay payroll taxes. Jesus Perez Aquayo is listed as owner and president of JLP Construction and JP Remodeling. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Kansas says Perez Aquayo is accused of collecting but not forwarding hundreds of thousands of dollars in employee payroll taxes to the Internal Revenue Service. The U.S. Attorney said the collections in question occurred between 2015 and 2019. The IRS Criminal Investigation Division is investigating the case. If convicted, the penalty for each count of failure to pay over payroll taxes is up to 5 years in prison for each count, and there are 17 counts. One of the Wichita's biggest real estate deals of 2020 is planned at the northeast corner of 69th Street North and Broadway in Park City. Michael Loveland, commercial associate with J.P. Weigand & Sons, assembled the purchase of four separate properties totaling approximately 76 acres that were not on the market for sale to be the site of a 1.5 million square foot Amazon fulfillment center. Amazon. The four properties included a 49-acre ranch with a quarter-horse track, associated buildings and residential house, two industrial buildings and approximately 30,000 square feet on 13.5 acres, a 10,000 square foot retail building on 6.5 acres, and a residential home on 6.6 acres. That is planned again for 69th Street North and Broadway in Park City. And that's a look at local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. 7:52, Stephen Tidd in the morning here on KNSS. And coming up top of the hour, we're going to fill you in on the news on the way. But in the meantime, I'd just like to point out how muggy and hot it's been over the last couple of days. Wow.
So terrible.
So you live on the east side. I'm in Riverside. I didn't really pay much attention yesterday afternoon when the rain finally came down. It was I was pretty much zonked. I was out taking a nap or something. But we got some pretty good rain in Riverside. How about you over here on the east side? You're right here pretty close to Rock and Douglas, right?
It was coming down very hard, but not for a particularly long amount of time. I was initially hearing the thunder, and
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, and so I look over and I'm seeing like the worst of it off to the south and the west of where I was, and looked at the radar, saw the storm on the radar, thought, And then a few minutes later, I went to look outside again. I couldn't even see the parking lot. It was raining so hard.
And
it didn't last very long, but at one point it was raining very hard. Yeah.
Well, Scott, my son down in Derby, said it really, really came down hard there. They had a lot of rain down there in Derby. So it was kind of spotty. Some places got not much, and some got a lot, and it caused some flooding in the city streets yesterday afternoon. Today is National Creme Brulee Day.
Creme Brulee.
Creme Brulee, also known as burnt cream, cream Catalana, and Trinity cream. The dessert consists of a rich custard base. Custard is then topped with a contrasting layer of caramelized sugar, and chefs achieve this final layer by using a small propane torch.
Yep, blowtorch it.
Yeah, and it's one of my favorites. You don't find it everywhere. You got it in the nicer restaurants. They'll do it, and not too many. But if it's an occasion, and Shelly and I are out, and we've topped it off with a nice meal with a cup of coffee and some creme brulee. Ooh, that is tasty.
I imagine I would like it. But I've never tried it.
Never tried it. Oh, you'll like it.
Well, I'm not really a dessert guy, so.
Yeah, but you'll like it.
Yeah, probably.
It's good stuff.
Or is it just the visual of the fire? Hmm. Is that what it really gives it
I
its
would think
push?
Any flambé at the table would be fun for you, because, it'd be fires.
Fire, yeah.
Live fire. All right, it's 7:55, Steve and Ted. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning here on KNSS. We have the latest on the Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot.
Yeah.
Jad is on the sports desk this morning. Got sports coming up.
That's right, and we've got a winning streak going for the Kansas City Royals.
So
will they be able to continue it? Well, we'll find out coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, the Blur is on the way.
That's right, a show, popular show, coming back to television. We'll tell you all about it on the Blur.
How about a Bachelorette? We got anything there?
Yeah, we've got some Bachelorette for you, Steve.
Good, good. And we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us, Steve and Ted, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.